Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible. Check it out. It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
It is live and local now. Rico Aller will not be able to join us today, unfortunately, but we'll get him back on. That gives us time in this hour, and I want to make sure we get a chance to let you hear as much of this as possible. We were there last night at the Las Vegas Convention Center. And had a chance to watch the president and Danny Tarkanian and Dean Heller and Adam Laxalt. And yes, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, was on the stage with the president of the United States. And in fact, he kicked off. He was kind of like the opening act. And boy, you talk about a guy that can warm up a crowd. No, Wayne Allen Root was really good. Not that, because I've seen him speak before. I would certainly not doubt it. Let's go to cut five though, real quick, because this is the way the night began. After the invocation and the pledge and the anthem, it was time for Wayne Allen Root to take the stage. What an intro from our buddy Michael McDonald, who is the chair of the Nevada Republican Party. He was kind of the MC last night, and he was really, really good. Listen to Michael McDonald as he intros War Now.
You know, we got Sean Hannity in the house. Sean! We have our own homegrown man that puts it on the line, went toe-to-toe with Obama. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Wayne Allen Root.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Las Vegas. Hello, Trump Nation. Hello, deplorables. Or as Joe Biden says, hello, dregs of society. I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior, otherwise known as War, your own local homegrown Donald Trump, except short, Jewish, and poor. Welcome to Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens. Welcome to our state of Nevada, where the state constitution limits the state legislature to be in session only 4 months every 2 years. Let's try that with Congress. This is a state where we term limit the politicians. Let's try that with Congress. I say limit all the politicians to 2 terms, 1 term in office and 1 term in prison. And of course, Vegas is also the place where we know how to treat O.J. Simpson. In Los Angeles, they set him free for murder. In Vegas, we gave him 20 years for stealing his own sports memorabilia. I love this town, and I love President Donald J. Trump. Do you know what tomorrow is? International Peace Day. And I think the way President Trump has handled North Korea, the Middle East, Israel, the PLO, I think the end result is we owe him. He deserves, he's earned the Nobel Peace Prize.
I love that idea. And it's one we've talked about on the show before. The whole notion of a president or a person that actually deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. Obama, the Obama thing always was a head-scratcher for me. You know, here's a guy that didn't deserve anything. He hadn't done anything yet. And all of a sudden, you know, it just made no sense. Adam Laxalt is in a tight battle with Steve Sisolak for governor. And Adam, as he does so well, kind of firing up the troops. And gave a really nice speech. In fact, let's go to cut 7. Because he laid out really as well as anybody last night what was at stake on November 6th. And by the way, early voting begins October 20th. October 20th, November 6th. Those are the 2 dates to remember. And I urge you to get out and vote. Why? I think the Attorney General, Adam Laxalt, made it crystal clear last night at the Trump rally.
Well, we're all here today because we love our great state and we know the future of Nevada is at stake. And who else knows that the future of Nevada is at stake? Our president, who is here and ready to speak to this great crowd, and we thank him for coming to Nevada. The far left has become unhinged. And where do they reside? Our neighbor to the west, California. Some of it just makes you shake your head. With all the problems in the world, they muster all of their force to do what? Ban straws? Is that something we want here in Nevada? They have the highest poverty in America, and they've spent the most money on it. They have the most homelessness. They have so much homelessness that they have an app now so that people can report needles and other things so that it can be cleaned up on the streets. Is that something we want here in Nevada? They've got the highest housing costs in America. And what are they doing about it? Are they reducing government? Are they making housing cheaper? They're mandating that every single house built in California has a solar panel on it from here forward. Does that make sense? crime is so bad there that there's a mayor in California that thinks it's a good idea that they can target the people they think are going to murder fellow citizens and do what? Pay them $1,000 a month so they will not kill their neighbors. Anybody think that's a good idea? This is happening just miles away from our state. And I could tell you that liberal donors and special interests have their man in the race for governor. It's someone who President Trump in his last visit called Shady Steve. Steve Sisolak has said, and I quote, he has said, every tax is on the table. Do we want more taxes? He said he will raise property taxes. I will not raise taxes on hard-working Nevadans. He has campaigned with resistance. He's appeared at a campaign rally with an upside-down American flag. Is that Nevada's values? I don't think so. He was called out by a judge for pushing fat government contracts to his donors. The judge said he was acting corruptly. Do we want to give this man more power? Are you ready to fight for me for this race? Now, he has all the liberal money fighting here in Nevada, because what do they want to do? They want to take Nevada, they want to turn us blue, and they want to turn us into California. Are we going to let that happen? This is an incredibly important night. This is the night we all need to go from this room, and we need to go out and push and fight for this state, fight for our president, fight for a future of Nevada. That's what I'm ready to do to lead. I ask for your vote. Adam Laxalt for governor. God bless you guys.
That was the attorney general, maybe soon to be the governor of the state of Nevada. By the way, latest story. My phone is blowing up. Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, according to CNN, proposed recording Trump and removing him via the 25th Amendment. That's according to the New York Times. There'll be more on that story, I'm sure, as we move forward. Coming up, Pat Casal, my buddy from the MultiCare Group, will join us. I did not see him last night, I don't think, at the presidential gala at the convention center. That was so much fun. We'll talk with Pat Casal coming up in a minute. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local. Now.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herlihan. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, a social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
My name is Eddie Marks, President and CEO of Western Costume Company, and I'm a client of City National Bank. And I was referred by my friend Bill Haber.
My name is Bill Haber, and I produce theater, television, and movies. I don't know how anybody builds any business without a really proper banking relationship. With City National Bank, we were able to save a 102-year-old company and build it to the largest theatrical costume company in the world.
Western Costume is a one-stop shop. We've got the finest craft people in the industry working at Western Costume Company. With the referral from Bill, we were able to buy costume companies that have really helped us grow our business, and that wouldn't have been possible without City National.
The people you trust City National. Visit CNB.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
There were like 8,000 people shoehorned into the Las Vegas Convention Center to see the president last night. I don't think I saw Pat Casale. Let's find out, because Pat Casale joining us on our City National Bank guest hotline, my buddy from the MultiCare Group, and he joins us. Did I not see you at the event last night?
Well, all I could tell you is I was behind the curtain. I got to meet the president. I was back there with Wayne and company. I got my picture taken along with former Governor List, Danny and Amy, and Adam and Michael McDonald. But how about Michael McDonald getting a shout out from the president like that?
I know. I watch all these different speeches, and it rarely happens that he even gives a mention, not the least of which was just a ringing endorsement of Michael McDonald.
I was shocked by that myself. Michael was stunned. In fact, Wayne Root said to him, "What the hell?" He goes, "I don't know. I didn't expect that." But how about the way he got the crowd going? I mean, the president was rocking the house. He, you know, Adam Laxalt did a great job speaking. Danny Kickbutt, Crescent Hardy, Dean Heller. The only exception for Dean is when he mentioned the Raiders.
Did you notice that? Man, did you notice how that one just died?
Oh, the Raiders are not people's fans in this town.
No kidding. It was amazing. There was like polite applause, and it turned into a murmur, and then it turned into a booing. And of course, all the president could do was just go, okay. So anyway, your thoughts. Well, we were right behind the president. We were five rows directly behind. With all of the VIPs and everybody. It was really a lot of fun. I thought it was an amazing night and a great event. What did you think overall?
You know, I said this earlier on another show. The interesting thing is it felt like I was at a college bowl game. I never saw so much electricity. I felt bad for the 2,500 fans or people that got turned away. But, I mean, overall, I thought it was an amazing evening. And it was electric. I was shocked by how many people waited online. The volunteers were outstanding. The speakers were great. I thought Las Vegas is really on the map. I mean, we really matter. And frankly, I think right now there's a little excitement in town. I really think our top candidates all have a chance to win. I mean, we could sweep the board.
Well, and the president, according to what I understand, you may have better knowledge because you met the president last night. You had your picture taken, got to talk to him. I get a sense he's not done here in Nevada. We're going to see him maybe in northern Nevada, in Reno, in the coming weeks or certainly before Election Day.
Well, what I can tell you is we're doing the RND, the state of Nevada, the state party is having a big deal up in Tahoe on the 26th. And John Jr. might be there. I don't know. We're trying to figure that out. I met Ms. Huckabee. I met the judge. I met everybody last night. I met Sean Hannity. But rumor has it that Michael McDonald is working on bringing him back one more time.
Oh, would that be wild? I hear it's going to be in northern Nevada, and maybe it is going to be a part of that Tahoe thing. Don't know, but I know that early voting begins October 20th, so I hope that when the president comes back, he mentioned it a couple of times in his speech, emphasizing the early voting, because that's so critically important.
Well, I always vote early. I think it's easier. I hate to wait to the last second, because you never know what can pop up. But I do believe this is going to be a surprising year. I think Jackie Rosen's in trouble. I think Wacky Jackie, she was pissed that the president keeps calling her Wacky Jackie. Oh, I saw it on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, like grow up, or what was it, grow up, hashtag grow up?
Oh, yeah, it was pretty interesting. It really, really was. I listened to your earlier conversation with Mac Miller. That race is really up for grabs in a lot of different other ways as well on the Republican side. I don't know if we'll win the race in general, but that's pretty ugly. But I think overall we're going to have a good turnout. I think we're going to pick up a couple of spots. I think Jill Dickman will win in the North. I think you're going to be surprised. I think we're going to have a good turnout. This is going to be a good election year.
Well, and I get a sense that this Brett Kavanaugh thing is turning a lot of people around. I'm not saying turn them off. I'm saying turn them around. And they're seeing the Democrats for what they really are, that all they're into is resistance. Resistance, resistance, resistance.
Let's be honest, Kevin. It's a political ploy by the Democrats. The truth be told is this gal's story has more holes than Swiss cheese. And you know what? Right, wrong, or indifferent. I mean, the kid was—they were both teenagers, but I don't think he did it. And his character assassination by the Democrats has been brutal.
Pat, hold on. We're gonna take a quick break. We'll get back with Pat Casale.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We're gonna bring back Pat Casale from the MultiCare Group. He is plugged in not only when it comes to healthcare, but party politics in the state of Nevada. And he joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. And in fact, let me, yeah. Oh, there you go. I just put you up. Good.
I'm back.
Yeah, I got to ask you, will you take us behind the scenes? Tell us what it is like backstage when the president gets there and the Secret Service gets there. Can you talk a little bit about, does the president just hang out and have a soda or something or a Diet Coke or what?
No, not at all. He's in total control. For starters, they have the party has, they have their team there getting things together. So they lined us up and how we were going to be able to be, there were seven or eight of us that were going to be introduced to the president, get our picture taken, shake his hand, have a moment of ask a question. So we're standing there and all of a sudden you start to see the Secret Service, you start to see the military police that they have, these armed guard, the security, they're coming out and it's like watching a movie. I mean, they're all wearing their night vision glasses. If something were to go wrong, like the lights were to go out, they're ready for action. I don't know if it was a safer place to be last night than in that room in the back. So he walked in, he comes in after all the troops came in, and he just walks over. And he's actually, what's funny, they were supposed to start from left to right, and he saw Michael McDonald right in the middle. Hey, Mike, so how's our guy doing? And Heller's behind him. And he said, oh, he's doing really good. And next thing you know, Trump walks right over in the middle of the pack and embraces McDonald in the back and starts hugging him and, you know, talking to him, telling him he's doing a good job. And actually, I was supposed to have my picture done last, and I got my picture done first because he went right, well, we'll do the pictures right here. Come on over here. And you couldn't use your camera to take pictures. Like sometimes you take, you know, do selfies. They have their own professional team that takes the pictures and they'll send them to us. And sure enough, I got to speak to him. I told him how my business was down under the Obama administration, 60%. Now it's up about 45%. And he was happy to hear that. And that was done. And then behind him came his entourage, which was Sarah Huckabee Sanders, you know, judge. You had, Sean Hannity was there. Jarrett. I got pictures with all those people. Next, it was a gal that I thought was the girlfriend or a friend of Hannity. I forgot, and I didn't recognize her as one of the Fox contributors, so I was kind of taken back there. But the security back there, not just with the Secret Service, prior to, is intense. Like, in other words, you don't just go back there. Yeah. People were calling Chairman McDonald in the afternoon saying, oh, can I meet the president? Dude, you got to you got to get clearance 2 days in advance. Social security number, address. I mean, it's pretty extensive.
Wow. I'm curious, did you ask him anything about insurance? Because I know the association plans and different things that they've come up with. Did you get a chance to ask him an insurance question at all?
I got to be honest with you. I had 30 seconds with the president. I was a lot. What happened was I think the interview with Hannity coming before his speech, but doing the interview in front of all those people was really different. And everything he does is different, to be honest with you. And so we didn't really have a whole lot of time in the back room. In fact, the only person I can sit there and say he spoke to at any length was McDonald. He went through the pictures pretty quick, and before you knew it, he was off and running to go on stage. When he was on stage, the security behind the curtain was intense. They got the they have their own separate camera crew in the back. They're monitoring everything, and so it's quite amazing what he does. And sometimes when he goes around and shakes hands, the Secret Service want to strangle him because, like, not in a bad way, but like you're going off script, President, Mr. President, you're going off script. But I have to tell you, Kevin, everybody you talk to loves this guy. I'm talking about work that work for him directly. They love this guy. The people at the Trump International love working for the Trump Organization. That's not an exaggeration.
Any idea how much they were going to raise this morning at that fundraiser for Dean Heller and for Danny Tarkanian?
Well, I don't know how much it is for Dean. I know Danny's having a fundraiser next Wednesday. I guess Donald Trump Jr. is coming with Kimberly Guilfoyle. He's hoping to raise a $100,000, I hope, for that. And I really couldn't tell you. I would assume most of the money raised last night would be going to Dean Heller because that his seat obviously is a bigger mark for the Democrats. But I believe we're going to retain that seat. I think Heller's got a nice little lead. I think based on everything you see right now, It's not leaning as far left as people were expecting. I really believe we're going to pull off a stunning upset. I think you're going to see Crescent and Danny win. I think Danny gets elected this time. I think Dean Heller will maintain his position. I think Laxalt will win the governor, and I think we're going to sweep the big offices. Now, I will tell you, if Laxalt loses, I don't think Danny or Crescent will win. Crescent probably has a better chance because of his area and the fact that Horsford hasn't lived in Nevada for a couple of years. But I don't see that. I think Danny Tarquini will finally win an election and get to Washington.
Let me just ask you then, after meeting with the president, does he show any wear and tear? I mean, this guy gets up every morning and is bombarded with negativity from the fake news media. This breaking news story, that breaking news story. What you had a chance to watch him and just watch him talking to people and being a part of a conversation. What did you think relative to wear and tear on this president who's now, what, 72 years old?
Number one, I would think he acts like he's 20 years younger, and I'm not exaggerating. His energy level is very strong. He's upbeat. I don't know how he does it. The only thing I would say adversely to the president is I wish he didn't say anything regarding the Kavanaugh case. I wish he would have stopped tweeting altogether on that, because I think we're in a good spot. And all tweeting will do is make him and the administration look bad. Because I think right now, as a whole, the Republicans realized that what the Democrats did with Kavanaugh was a crime. And I think there's a lot of people who are in the middle or independents that are seeing this as an infraction against our civil liberties and going to jump on the Republican wagon. And I think there's a lot of Democrats that are moving to the right because they're not progressive and they're not liberal like this. They're you know, again, like you and I, when you and I were raised, Republicans and Democrats were still American citizens. It seems to me the left right now is just wrong. I mean, they don't want to go after Ellison in Minnesota, who's got a battery charge that's recent, and actually they got hospital records to prove it. It's a pass there. You got Gildebrand in New York, who worked for Clinton, and everybody knows Clinton's track record, and you're going to talk about something that's 36 years old, and I mean, there's no way to investigate it. I mean, it's a he said, she said, and frankly, with no witnesses and with all the holes in her story, I mean, it's a joke. So I think the Democrats are doing themselves a great bit of harm.
I do too. I know we'll talk again, but just an amazing night. I'm still kind of on cloud nine, and I'm sure you are too. You had a chance to meet the president. I had great seats about, 25 feet from the president. It was just an amazing night. Thanks so much, man. I know you'll be filling in for me when I'm gone, and it's always good to have you on, man. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Take care, Kevin.
That's Pat Casal joining us from the MultiCare Group. You know what would be good? I would love it if someday they had one of these economic roundtables that the president does and include Pat Casal. And talk about health care. And talk about how we figure it. There's a guy that's on the firing line. If you don't know what the MultiCare Group is, it is, I'm trying to think what the best way to describe it. They provide health insurance for companies, for individuals, you name it. And that's why it's so vitally important that their voice be heard. Coming up, the president touched on the Brett Kavanaugh nomination, the confirmation hearings, the vote that will ultimately take place. And I think it'll be voted on before the end of next week. You know, there's this request that they delay the hearings till Thursday or something like that. No, I think you do the hearing Monday. If she doesn't like the conditions, then don't do it. And then on Thursday, schedule a vote. Simple as that. Schedule a vote. Take a break. I'll let you hear the president and what he said last night right here in Las Vegas as we continue live and local now.
I am Jim Marchant, and I'm running for re-election for Assembly District 37. I will vote against any effort to raise your property taxes, against allowing Nevada to become a sanctuary state, against continued efforts to violate your Second Amendment rights, and against school districts being able to levy taxes on you. This is the most critical election in our history, and it is very important that you get out and vote for candidates like me that believe as you do. I am Jim Marchant, and I humbly ask for your support and vote. Paid for by the committee to elect Jim Marchant.
Would you like to reduce your business's electric bill by 30, 40, even 60%? Then you need to check out ReduceMyAC.com. My friends at ReduceMyAC.com sell the new FridgeWise smart motors, which will dramatically reduce the cost of cooling. How does it work? Well, your current blower motor runs at only one speed, but this new smart motor from FridgeWise runs at variable speeds, faster or slower. It will keep your air at a consistent desired temperature, and their motor and fan systems for walk-in coolers and freezers save up to 75% of current electricity used. For businesses as small as a mom-and-pop grocery or restaurant to the largest office building, retail space, or casino, it could save you tens of thousands of dollars annually. Give them a call, 702-570-2501. That's 702-570-2501. Or check them out at ReduceMyAC.com. That's ReduceMyAC.com. ReduceMyAC.com.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowawana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowawana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowawana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowawana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowawana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowawana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowawana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowawana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowawana.com.
Have you ever dreamed of floating in a hot air balloon, like a cloud high in the sky, drifting peacefully with the breeze? That dream has become a reality thanks to Love Is in the Air Ballooning. Locally owned and operated, Love Is in the Air Ballooning features Nevada's only easy access, wheelchair accessible hot air balloon. That means that wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, and others who are mobility challenged can experience the freedom of flight. Hi, this is Vicki Smith, the owner of Love Is in the Air Ballooning. We provide private or shared flights for up to six people. We love special occasion flights for engagements and weddings, and we can even perform the ceremony in mid-flight. Call 702-726-0400 for more information or to make a reservation. That's 702-726-0400. Or check us out at loveisintheairballooning.com. Love Is in the Air Ballooning, where memories and magic happens.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like. In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It was one of the most electric nights I have experienced. It is second only to the one, the last Vegas rally before Election Day. Remember that? We did it on a Sunday afternoon, I recall, at the Venetian. I emceed, got a chance to meet the president, had my picture taken. It was a fun deal. But I agree, and this was after we were dealing with the Secret Service, not like the presidential detail. But it was amazing backstage just to see the Secret Service presence. When I did this back in November, October of 2016, it was incredible. I promised I'd let you hear this is the muted version of the president talking about Brett Kavanaugh and Christine Blasey Ford, not by name, but it was what I told Channel 3. I told News 3 and Jeff Gillen the other day, and there was great report that Jeff Gillen did, where, you know, I thought he would mention it, but I think he'll do it in a muted kind of version. But I ended up by saying, but you know what? He's on the stump. Anything could happen. And the president last night did address the Kavanaugh allegations. Here was the president last night here in Las Vegas.
You know, one of the reasons I was elected was because you believed that I was going to pick great Supreme Court justices. And Brett Kavanaugh and I'm not saying anything about anybody else, but I want to tell you that Brett Kavanaugh is one of the finest human beings you will ever have the privilege of knowing or meeting. A great intellect, a great gentleman, an impeccable reputation, went to Yale, top student, went to Yale Law School, top student. So we got to let it play out. But I want to tell you, he is a fine, fine person. So, and he's got tremendous support, I can tell you that, tremendous. Just like Neil Gorsuch, who's now on the Supreme Court, has tremendous support. So we'll let it play out, and I think everything's going to be just fine. This is a high-quality person.
The president was here to rally the troops, but more than that, he was here to not only rally the troops, which he did, but also to light a fire under campaigns with local candidates. And the president was very, very gracious in talking about. In fact, he gave a shout out to all of these local candidates. I want you to listen to the president last night here in Las Vegas.
So tonight, we are joined by some really terrific friends of mine and Republican leaders from the great state of Nevada, including two great candidates for Congress, Crescent Hardy. Crescent, where's Crescent? And somebody that's been supporting me a long time. And he has shown such incredible stamina and loyalty and friendship. And we got to get him to win this race. Danny Tarkanian. Danny. Thanks, Danny. What a great guy. Thank you, Danny. And Danny, thank you for everything. You really are. You've done a great job. Thank you, man. They're going to get you in. Vote for Tarkanian. Also, your next governor, a very popular guy in these parts, with a great family, Adam Laxalt. Adam. And another friend of mine who really was outstanding, because, you know, I have a little, to use an interesting word, bias for this area. I love this area. You know the word bias? They've been talking about bias. Is there bias? Yeah, there was a lot of bias. You know that. But I have bias for this area and also for our great GOP chairman, Michael McDonald. Finally, I want you to please welcome the person that we're all here for tonight. Now, I have to say this. We started out. We weren't friends. I didn't like him. He didn't like me. And as we fought and fought and fought, believe it or not, we started to respect each other. Then we started to like each other. Then we started to love each other. And the fact is, he has been a tremendous supporter ever since I won the election. He's always been there. We can count on his vote. I mean, Wacky Jackie will never vote for us, folks. Never. She's wacky. She's never going to vote for us. You can count on his vote for Second Amendment, for tax reductions, for regulation cuts, for judges. Oh, look at our judges.
Yeah.
Oh, what's going on?
Yeah, yeah. That was the president. I'm going to tell you, I think things may be changing in the Silver State. And I think there is, I agree with Pat Casale. I may not be quite as bullish as he is, but I certainly think that that the Silver State is going to run red, white, and blue on November 6th. With the emphasis on the red. I really believe that. I think there may be some surprises in the Assembly, in the State Senate. And there, think back to 2010. Think back to 2010. It was when the Tea Party made its really first foray into elective politics, and they got people elected. And I think that this president may be forming a political party that is going to actually get people elected. You know, we've always talked about hashtag Me Too and Black Lives Matter. None of them have ever been able to get anybody elected. You know, the Occupy Wall Street movement, do you remember that? The left was big on that, huge on that. Big rallies. They elected nobody. Nobody. But I think this president, if you saw, and Andrew and I, as we were walking, Andrew Paul, our sales manager, we were walking past the general admission line. And the one thing we remarked, look at this group. They're here, you know, 3 hours, 4 hours before the event. And they're here. They're dedicated. They're here for a reason. It was really fun. Will there be a Monday Senate Judiciary Committee hearing? I don't know. We'll all find out together. If there is, we'll have opening statements on Monday. And we'll have them for you. And you'll get to hear them side by side. Brett Kavanaugh, Christine Blasey Ford. Yeah, you'll hear them all. In the meantime, have yourself a great weekend, will you please? Till we join you on Monday, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day. Live and local now.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply cost. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.